everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly. Once again, time for the Big Al Bluegrass Show. It's where you and I come together, listen, and learn about some of the best in bluegrass music. Coming up on the program, we're going to reintroduce some of the new artists that we had on last week's program. We'll hear an excerpt from the Rhonda Vincent interview. There was a question I've always wanted to ask Rhonda, and she answered it. You'll hear that answer coming up here on this portion of the Big Al Bluegrass Show. And it's all brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. It's where all the Big Al Bluegrass shows are archived. And the full interview with the Queen of Bluegrass is on the front page. Let's begin the program with a young lady named Missy Warner. We played her last week, and we're going to play a song that she recorded that was a country song that was written by a Canadian songwriter, Gene McClellan. Now, the song's been recorded by Bing Crosby and Elvis Presley, but it's best known for its release in 1969 with Anne Murray. Now, the theme and approach to the song is two birds stuck in a place, but the ability to just up and fly away. It sold millions of copies. Anne Murray and Gene McClellan had met while both were regulars on CBS television series Sing Along Jubilee. And then she ended up recording the song called Snowbird. They released it in 1970. She recorded it in 1969. Here is one of the newer artists to bluegrass. Here's Missy Warner with Anne Murray's Snowbird. Since it's cold outside and been snowing an awful lot, right here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show.
Spoke a word in anger, though ever been. Thinking back, still remember, I was proud to be his friend. Mama said, don't go near that river. Don't be hanging round old Catfish John. And the cotton fields were white as snow. Mama said, don't go near that river. Don't be hanging round old Catfish John. But come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn.
Thought I'd bring in a little bit of Alison Krauss, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. That goes back quite a few years. That's from the Will the Circle Be Unbroken album. And if I'm not mistaken, that is the first one that they came out with. Maybe that was volume two. I tell you, I've got so many albums. Sometimes it's just hard to look at them and figure out which one is one. But I'll tell you, that is one of the great albums from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and all the wonderful people that played on those albums. Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And guess what? That's volume number three. So I've got more than two. Sometimes we have to go through the albums and look at them and try to figure out some of them, because we got a whole bunch, and there's some that I know pretty much by heart. But a little bit of Alison Krauss and Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Coming up, our very special interview, part of it with Rhonda Vincent, the Queen of Bluegrass. I asked her a question. I've been wanting to ask that question for a very long time, never had the opportunity, and guess what? Well, in the 30 minutes we spent together, I got to ask it. She answered it, and I think that you'll enjoy and like it and even get a kick out of it when I tell you and you listen to us what we talked about. That's coming up here just very shortly on the Big Al Bluegrass Show, and let's see, two letters and an email that we got. Right now, let's get Josh Williams in here. He's an award-winning guitar player. He's back with Rhonda Vincent and The Rage, and we'll go back to his album that was called Down Home, and I thought we would play this song. It's called The Last Song. Here's Josh Williams.
For a long time now, I've been trying to make a go, picking and a singing in a country show. I traveled far with a little bit of pay. Sold a lot of oats, I didn't make much hay. I've been downhearted enough to quit. Somehow I never have any yet. I say, quit this pick and don't have a dime. It's always wait until the next time. Hey, this is the last song I'll sing. The last one I'm ever gonna write. The last song I'm ever gonna play on this old guitar. On this old stage tonight. Never pick no more. Some long-haired guy knocks on my door. It don't take long till I'm back on the go, 'cause one of his clowns couldn't make the show. We live in cheap hotels and drive big fine cars. Rear way back and smoke a long cigar. The snacks we eat are the ground up kind. They hold me over just one more time. Yeah, this is the last song I'll sing. The last one I'm ever gonna write. The last song I'm ever gonna play on this old guitar. On this old stage tonight. That magic is all it'll take. The lonesome sound of Sweet Fraulein takes me back just one more time. It gets hard to quit as the days go around. I don't want to steal when the sun goes down. When I hear George Jones sing out of my mind, I gotta try again just one more time. Hey, this is the last song I'll sing. The last one I'm ever gonna write. The last song I'm ever gonna play on this old guitar. On this old stage tonight.
A little bit of Josh Williams here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show, and I'll guarantee you that's not the last song, because we got plenty more coming up here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show. It's brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. In the next segment, we're going to go to Rapid City, South Dakota. We got a letter from Jim and his old buddy, Old Shep, that listened to us every Saturday night on 880 KRVN right here from Lexington, Nebraska. So, Jim, we've got the infamous String Dusters coming up for you on the next segment here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show. We'll be back in just a few moments.